Today is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. As I mentioned, we're also celebrating the external solemnity of Our Lady of the Rosary. Her feast day was on Friday. So the epistle for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He hath not had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with his bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him forming all things and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear not and hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Lord God shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, during my sickness, I had time to read different articles, different things. Someone had sent me an article on Jacinta, one of the seers of Fatima. It also talked about the vision of hell. The vision of hell and how it really changed her life. And here we are talking about a little girl. We know that she was 6 years old when the apparition started. She died before she was 10 years old. And yet in that short time frame, it was something that really struck her. Struck her in terms of, one, where souls will go when they are displeasing to God, when they are enemies to God. But then also of how we need to try to work and do sacrifices and reparation. It is one of the things on First Saturday, the communions that are asked are to be made in a spirit of reparation. And so that was something that Our Lady requested, one, for the purpose of obviously obtaining the conversion of Russia, but then also she had asked for the purpose of saving souls in danger of going to hell. And so this is something that struck little Jacinta. And obviously for our First Saturdays, I commend you for your good attendance on the First Saturdays and trying to make them. But I think it's also good for us to understand. Yes, we make the First Saturdays, One, there is a selfishness a bit in that because we're looking for the graces that we receive from making the first Saturdays. But I think it's also for us to understand certainly what Our Lady is asking from us. I mean, she asked from us specifically for reparation. We know reparation for the sins against her Immaculate Heart. But then also because she did show the children this vision of hell, of clearly then the understanding of how many souls will go there. And that is also something that certainly that Our Lady also told the children, that many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. They have no one to sacrifice for them. And that is why many souls will then end up going there. So that was something that certainly struck the little children, of something of how they can help, of how they can do something for other people. One day Lucia asked her cousin Jacinta why she looked so sad. And Jacinta said, "I am thinking of hell and the unfortunate sinners. How sorry I am for the souls that go there. Think of it, alive, burning like wood in a fire. Lucia, why doesn't Our Lady show hell to sinners? If they could but see it, they would never commit any more sins and would never go there." So here you have again, like I said, this little girl who understood very clearly what hell is. When she gives us the imagery of that here they are alive yet burning like wood. But it's something for us to contemplate and to think about. Just you think of her words when she says, why doesn't Our Lady show hell to sinners? Because if they saw it, they would never want to go there. They would never want to commit any more sins. And yet we think about the world around us. I mean, obviously the reality that we know of hell, and yet how many people sin? How many people continue on in their lives away from God completely? And then that's why in this month dedicated to Our Lady, dedicated to her rosary, again, we go back to Fatima, and that's what Fatima said is a weapon for us, a weapon against temptations. We know, obviously, when the rosary was established, it was a weapon against heresy. But specifically, it was a weapon that was given to us for the end times. And that's why I think that it's important for us to tie in this whole idea. We think of the rosary, we think of Our Lady, we think of the devotion we should have. But then we can also go back to Fatima and think about what these little children saw and what struck them the most. And remember, with that, the image that she gave them, or the vision that she gave them of hell, was just for a moment. And they thanked Our Lady that it was so short, because otherwise they said they would have died. But yet this short little vision of hell changed them. Because then they would continue on thinking of what they could do for sinners, what they could do for souls, or how they could make reparation to Our Lord and Our Lady. They wanted to make Our Lord and Our Lady happy. And so these children, it was affecting them. It helped them to understand how important it is of sacrifices, of making reparation. And I mentioned to you before that Sister Lucia had said that the consecration has not been done because not enough sacrifices have been made. So not enough sacrifices have been made. That is something that we can take part in. Jacinta realized she could do something for these souls. Making prayers, making sacrifices. She could try to help save souls from falling into hell. I mean, it should strike us also. It's interesting to note that Pope Pius XII has said that the number of souls that are saved depends on how well Catholics cooperate with God's grace. So not only because of we have to cooperate with God's grace in order to save our soul, but then also by cooperating in God's grace, we can also help other souls to be saved. So it hinges on us and how much we cooperate with God's grace. That is the importance for us to understand reparation, sacrifice. What is the true meaning of the first Saturdays? You know, why are we doing the first Saturdays? It is not only for the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart and making reparation for the sins against her Immaculate Heart. It's also to save souls. Again, things we can take part in and try to help for the good of our spiritual life. St. Bernard of Clairvaux tells us that the spiritual life is like a man paddling up the river against the current. If you stop paddling, the current will carry you back down away from your goal. So he tells us for the spiritual life, if you want to make progress, you must continue to paddle. Because it is going against the current of the world. So it helps us to see what we must try to do spiritually. If we want to be pleasing to God, what are the obligations we have? And as I say, that is something very clearly that Jacinta saw at such a young age. And granted, yes, we can say, okay, well, they were favored by God, they had visions of Our Lady, but they still cooperated with the grace of God. They still had to cooperate with that grace, even at a young age. It's interesting to see that also when she was too weak to attend daily Mass, she told her cousin, she said, that doesn't matter. She said, I want to go to make up for those sinners who will not even go on Sundays. So here you have this little girl who's technically, because of her health, was too weak to make it to Mass, but she said, nope, you know what, I'm going to go to daily Mass. I'm going to make up for those sinners who will not even go on Sundays. Again, with the idea of repairing and making up for those who sin against God. She continued on and said, we must not offend our Lord, but nobody listens, and they just go on committing the same sins. And here you have this little girl who understood so clearly. She understood so clearly for us. So as I mentioned, because of her health, she died at an early age. She died before the age of 10. She died from tuberculosis and bronchial pneumonia. But I think what is also interesting, Our Lady had told her, she said, you will die alone in the hospital. There will be no one around you. And for this little 10-year-old, obviously that can be very difficult, that can be very hard. But Our Lady foretold that for her to show to her, in a sense, another sacrifice that she'll be able to make. Of having no one around to comfort her, having no one there. She embraced all of the sufferings for the salvation of souls, and she offered that to God too, of being alone. Of being alone, but yet knowing that Our Lord and Our Lady were there for her. So I'd say Jacinta is a model for us of what it means to suffer even the smallest sacrifice in reparation for souls, but then also to realize the reward that is so great for us in heaven. Yes, the children were promised to go to heaven, but that is because they cooperated with the graces of God. And so let us take this opportunity to think about in this month dedicated to Our Lady's Rosary, the weapon that is given to us, the weapon that is shown to us to be so powerful, fighting heresies, fighting temptations, winning battles. This is what has been given to us in our end times, this devotion to the Immaculate Heart. And so let us turn to these children to ask for that same spirit that we can have, so that we too will gain the promise that they gain of heaven. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.